But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east.
And fish fry is the sun. Hey there! Welcome, everyone, to another excellent, if I do say so myself, episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. And this week, my friends, we're going to have more machine learning than you will ever know what to do with. We're talking about machine learning and EDA with Norman Chang from AMSIS a little later on in the program. But first, how about a little news you may have missed? Atomic Level Machine Learning Edition. Now, before we go any further, we need to back it up. All the way back to the basis of the scientific method, which starts with, okay, everyone at once, make an observation, right? But what if machine learning could skip that first step? What then? Well, my friends, that has happened in the realm of quantum materials, nonetheless. So recently, a team of research scientists with a broad range of expertise, including theoretical and experimental physics from Oxford, Cornell, and San Jose State, trained a suite of 80 different artificial neural networks to recognize different forms of electronic matter, in the hopes that they could get some better understanding about how electrons behave in specific quantum materials. So, they fed this suite of 80 neural networks a whole lot of information. And this was no minor league dump of information. Oh no. They fed these neural networks an electronic image archive that was gathered over two decades and had thousands of electronic structure images. And what did these neural networks find? A new state of electronic matter called vestigial nematic state. Yes, really. And it was hanging out there the whole time. We just didn't know it was there. The lead author of the associated white paper about this project, J.C. Seamus Davis of the University of Oxford, put it like this. He said, "The vestigial nematic state has been predicted by theorists, but until now, there was no experimental evidence. It was thrilling to see how the new machine learning technique discovered it, hiding in plain sight." Okay, so where do we go from here? Well, it's really just the beginning, right? This team of researchers contend that by fusing together quantum matter visualization with machine learning, that we will be able to accelerate the advancement of quantum materials, especially in the area of high temperature superconductivity, which will get us a whole lot closer to room temperature quantum computers. And how incredibly cool is that, right? Now, keeping up with our machine learning theme this week, let's bring in Norman Chang from AMSIS. Norman and I are chatting about machine learning in EDA and a whole lot more. Check it out.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks to be here.
Okay, so first off, give my audience a brief rundown about AMSIS and what your role in the company looks like.
AMSIS is an engineering simulation company and ranging over mechanical products and computational fluid dynamics and also the construction software. And of course, the one I'm coming from is Semiconductor BU, which is focusing on the semiconductor design software. And AMSIS is about $15 billion market cap company, and we have about 3,500 people. So me, myself, I'm chief technologist of Semiconductor BU. 18 years ago, I co-founded a company called Apache Design Solutions and got acquired by AMSIS in 2011. So since then, I've been staying there and focusing on the technology direction and strategy and what's the new things that we need to do in a company. So like come back to the machine learning that related to my background is that I got my thesis from UC Berkeley on AI application for semiconductor process monitoring and diagnosis. So at that time was pretty early, like one of the early researchers in this area. And in 1990, I joined HP Labs, the AI lab. But at that time, you know, like AI got into an AI winter in 1990s for 15, 20 years. So the AI lab in HP Labs, after 6 months, got decommissioned. And then I went into working on the PC board and also the on-chip, the semiconductor area of design automation. And that's why we got into this area. Interestingly, like about 3 years ago, because of the deep learning revolution that you see from 7 years ago, that because of the GPU processing power, so a lot of new applications for image recognition, speech recognition, autonomous driver recognition, and a lot of applications that coming out that really need the deep learning techniques, and that's really successful. What's the next frontier is for engineering applications. Since Ansys is an engineering company, along with the other companies like Cadence, Synopsys, Mentor, now we are focusing on the design automation software. So it makes sense that we will think about the problem that what's the deep learning and what's the application that we can use to improve our product productivity, the core competency of the products. And there are many areas that I can talk about. So this is very interesting. For the last 3 years, we started looking into this area. And we have made a lot of progress. I think in the industry of design automation, that people see the benefit of applying machine learning, of deep learning for different kind of applications.
Okay, so we're talking about machine learning, but let's step back a little bit. For my audience who may not know, machine learning is made up of different kinds of learning, right? Talk about that a little bit.
So if you look at the machine learning, it started about 40 years ago. And so people are working on different kinds of machine learning algorithms for the last 7-8 years. And there are more progress on the deep learning because of the GPU processing capabilities from the hardware improvement. So if you look at the machine learning and deep learning techniques, they are traditional machine learning techniques and the deep learning focusing on supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning, which is a new technique like the Go, right? The Go game, like DeepMind, that invented the Go using the deep learning and reinforcement learning technique and has achieved great success. And there are different kind of details in terms of deep learning and all kinds of techniques that are popping up from everywhere. And so we have a lot of techniques can apply to design automation.
So let's talk a little bit about EDA in machine learning. Now, specifically, and we touched upon this a little bit earlier, but what applications are you seeing these two realms play together?
So if you look at the EDA flow, starting with the implementation, present route, right? And then that you have to do the metaphysics sign off by looking at different aspects of reliability for thermal, ESD, stress, power integrity, electromigration, etc. So there are many areas that we can apply machine learning and deep learning. And from Ansys' point of view, because Ansys is doing engineering simulation software, so if you categorize the flow of simulation, you can start with design input and simulation input. Then with the limited resource of the hardware and also that customer can do the simulation, then you go into the simulation. And after the simulation, whole bunch of data generated by the simulation tools, then you have to perform data analytics and to dig out what's the essence from the data. And then you can improve your design for optimization. So this is the four big boxes for the simulation flow. So from our point of view, like what customers wanted, for example, they don't want to spend any time for simulation. They want an instantaneous simulation result, right? They push the button, then the result coming back. So if you look at this problem, this is a very much a machine learning problem. Otherwise, you have to do the meshing and formulate a triangular meshing, tetrahedral meshing. Then you have to perform solving a big matrix that takes a long time and then look at the result. So we have to look at a big picture that what customers wanted, and then we can apply machine learning in those areas. So that's the first thing customer wanted. They want an instantaneous solver for any areas, for thermal, ESD, for stress, computational fluid dynamics. And how do we do that? If you look at this area, there are a lot of research papers, and one possible area of applying deep learning, which is end-to-end simulation, you can use data-driven approach, or you can use a physics-informed data-driven approach for coming out the instantaneous solver. So that's one area of the research that we are working on. and since it's quite promising. But also that contradict our business model. We want users. We want customers to run a long-time simulation so they can use our tools all the time. We don't want to have them push a button and the result will coming out. So we have to think about what's the business model for that. We probably can provide is that they do a long simulation using our traditional solver, and then based on the engineering change, with the small changes in the design, then we can perform the machine learning driven approach and to provide the results based on the small changes in the design. So we don't need to redo the long, lengthy simulation again. So that's the first area. The second area is that after they get the simulation result, and that's a lot of result, terabytes of result coming out, right, from the simulation, for vehicle simulation, for airplane simulation, for semiconductor chip simulation. There are billions of nodes and also billions of instances. Now, with all this information, how did you do the big data analytics to improve your yield, to do the correlation, and to do the monitoring of the chip design, right, for to satisfy all the multi-physics effects? That's why like people applying for DRC hotspot detection for wrong route. If you have a very specific wrong route that you cannot do a convergence using the present route techniques, that you can use the machine learning by learning from the previous routing situations, yeah, to provide you the help to do the routing.
Excellent. This is super cool, Norman. All right. Well, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you like to play tennis, and it's actually the French Open right now. So do you have a favorite tennis player of all time? Not playing now. It's okay. All time.
Yeah, right now it's in the epic of French Open. I watch every night. So Roger Federer is my favorite player. He has an excellent forehand and impeccable backhand. Also has a very tough kicking serve. Yeah. So he's my model. I'm trying to learning from his strokes. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Norman.
Thank you. Very happy to be here and talk about our favorite topic, applying machine learning and deep learning. I think you will see a lot more application coming out for design automation. And eventually, like, this is the next frontier, like, for engineering application. Like, people have conquered image recognition applying in the autonomous driving. People have conquered speech recognition, machine translation. What's the next frontier for them to do for all the computer scientists? Engineering simulation. Yeah, so this is a cool area to be using the machine learning on. Thank you.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, it is AmeliaD1978. And if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, I love that stuff, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 28th, 2019, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.